Question from Thirthapa Prabhu. I have heard and read your and other devotees, especially Prabhupada, on how to see difference between gross and subtle body and soul. I am analyzing these facts from past many months, especially when I was studying Bhagavad Gita as it is 2.11-30. So to some extent, theoretically, intellectually, I can understand these things by the grace of all devotees and Lord Krishna. But how to realize it? I feel that unless that knowledge of the soul is revealed by Lord from within my heart, I am incomplete in realizing that I am eternal Jivatma and the servant of the Lord and His devotees. As Prabhupada says, that spiritual knowledge is revealed, not understood. Please guide. Is it so? And what is the price one has to pay for that one realization which can help me, and then I can help other suffering souls in material creation? Answer. The process of bhakti does not concentrate on constantly remembering that I am not the body and the soul. It focuses more on acting at the level of the soul, that is, acting as a servant of Krishna. So, as devotees, we don't have to too much bother whether I am understanding I am the body or I am not the body, I am the soul. We should focus more on whether I am serving Krishna or not, whether I am serving devotees or not. Because what will we do after we realize I am not the body, I am the soul? That is not just a passive realization. That is a active insight that will inspire us to serve Krishna. So therefore, if we go too much into the analytical mode, then that will make us more passive, and then we will not be able to render effective service to Krishna. So, on the other hand, if we start rendering service to Krishna, that service to Krishna will keep us active and engaged, and also that service will purify us. It will bring us to first to goodness and take us beyond goodness to transcendence, and then automatically the revelation will come from within, because we will be pleasing Krishna. Krishna says, "Dami buddhi yogam tam yena mam upayantite," that I will give you the knowledge by which you can come to me. So therefore, at our stage, at least theoretically, as you have said, if we have understood that I am not the body and the soul, then practical level, if we avoid those activities, that will increase our body misidentification. That means avoid the activities of gross sense gratification, and then act on the devotional platform. That itself will give us the realization gradually. So when we get attached to bodily enjoyment and we start getting influenced by the illusion that the body can be or body is a source of pleasure, at that time we need to philosophically contemplate and remember that actually I am not the body. So how can the body give me any happiness? Or how can giving the body any particular sensation make me happy? So these two questions. If I am not my body, how can the body give me any happiness? The body is entirely different from me. The body is material, I am spiritual. And there is no actual connection between us, except for the fact that I am temporarily residing in the body. Because our natures are entirely different, the body cannot give me any pleasure. And secondly, there are certain sensations which the body finds congenial and pleasurable. And there are certain sensations which the body finds to be unpleasant or hostile. So that is fine, but subjecting the body to those sensations which it finds pleasurable and avoiding those sensations which are unpleasant, that is not my business as a soul. As a soul, I am not meant to serve the body. I am meant to use the body to serve Krishna. So with these two basic meditations, that the body can't give me pleasure, and by giving pleasure to the body, I don't get any happiness and my purpose is not served. By these two meditations, we will be able to distance ourselves and detach ourselves from bodily pleasures and focus ourselves on service to Krishna. And once we start focusing ourselves on service to Krishna, then that itself will start giving us a higher happiness. And in one sense, that higher happiness that we get in serving Krishna is itself one level of realization. Because service to Krishna at the spiritual level is joyful. And as we start approaching that service, we start getting glimpses of that joyfulness. So in this way, we can all steadily and joyfully move towards spiritual advancement. If we go too much into the mode of analyzing whether I'm the body, I'm the soul, I'm not the body, I'm the soul, then that may lead to paralysis by analysis. And devotional service is not a path of paralysis. We do analysis so that we can do service. So certainly we should have the theoretical knowledge that I'm not the body and the soul. But the way to realize it is not just by deeper contemplation. Deeper contemplation is one part of it, and if we have the capacity to contemplate, surely we can memorize the verses of the Bhagavad Gita, recite them, think about them from different directions. At the same time, if we don't have that capacity, and even if we have that capacity, it is also important that we render practical devotional service and act on the level of the soul. When we act on the level of the soul, then gradually that will bring us actually to the level of the soul. And then we will naturally realize that this body is just an external shell. I am a soul and I am a servant of Krishna, and my real life is in relating with Krishna. As long as I have this body, I will use it to serve Krishna. But my real life is actually not dependent on the body. And in fact, my real life will begin more joyfully and wonderfully when I am free from this limiting and misery-giving body and I am back with Krishna to serve Him eternally and joyfully. So, rendering service to Krishna and thus acting at the spiritual platform is the way that we will get the blessings of Krishna, we will please devotees and get their mercy, and by that mercy and blessings, the realization that I am not the body, I am the soul will be rewarded to us by Krishna. Thank you.